Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God for that, okay? God is wonderful, isn't it? God is wonderful and He is faithful. Hallelujah. So, how is Alana? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Welcome back from wherever you've been. Flora, welcome back. You were not here last Sunday, even this one, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, good to see you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mr. Isoke, good to see you also. Yeah. Manze has graduated. Yeah? He wants to stay up too? Yeah, today. To test and see. Yeah? What do these guys talk about? Can I handle them? Okay? We talk about very simple things. Man's, okay? Things which everyone can understand, all right? For example, today we are going to talk about walking as children of light. Okay, walking as what? Children of light. You know what that means. Eh? What does it mean? Being what? Yes, walking in the light of God. Give him a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes. It means not walking at night. You can you can knock a tree. Or the tree can knock you. Okay, so anyway, we're going to talk about walking as children of light, okay? We should all walk as children of light. Glory be to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Okay. Christine, where's your husband? He's on leave, so he should be here. Yeah. Yeah. He came to my home on Friday, and he told me that he's on leave for 3 or 2 weeks. Okay, First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, okay? His own special people, okay? So you are God's own special people. KJV uses the word peculiar, isn't it? You are a peculiar people. Okay, so you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Okay? God called you out of darkness. Okay? By that it means God called you from the kingdom of the devil, from the kingdom of Satan, and He called you into the kingdom of light. All right? His marvelous light. Isn't it? Glory be to God. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 5, Paul tells us for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Okay? So that means that no sinner basically has any inheritance in the kingdom of what? In the kingdom of Christ and God. Then in verse 6 it says that, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, okay? For because of sin, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Okay, so the sons of disobedience are those who live contrary to the commandments of God, isn't it? Then verse 7 says that, therefore, you who are born again, all right, as we are born again, we shouldn't be partakers with them. We shouldn't be partakers of the wrath of God with the sons of disobedience. Isn't it? Okay, so this means that Christians, okay, or it means that some Christians, if they walk in disobedience, okay, will also suffer the wrath of God together with the unbelievers. You understand? It is that simple, but when I got born again, it was that simple. Somewhere along the road, okay, I got deceived, okay, and I didn't believe it was saying exactly that. But thank God, after a short while, I went back where I began from, okay, and I got to learn that it means exactly that. All right, so Paul warns us Christians that we shouldn't be partakers of the wrath of God together with unbelievers, the sons of disobedience. Isn't it? Glory be to God. Then it says in verse 8 that, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You are light in Jesus. Then it says, walk as children of light. Glory be to God. Walk as children of what? Of light. Remember, Peter told us that God delivered us from the kingdom of what? Darkness into the kingdom of his what? Marvelous light. Now, Paul is telling us that now we should walk as children of light, not as children of darkness. The children of darkness, the sons of darkness, are those who walk contrary to the word of God. Okay? And when Jesus comes back, they are going to experience the wrath of God. Okay? They are going to experience what? The wrath of God. Now, Paul, God, Jesus, they don't want us to also partake of the wrath of God. Okay? So Paul says that now, walk as children of light. You are in the kingdom of darkness. Eh? You are in the kingdom of light. Okay? So walk as children of light. Glory be to God. Walk like you are sons of the kingdom of light. Glory be to God. Walk like you are a royal priesthood. Walk like you are a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't walk like you are still in the kingdom of darkness. Okay? Don't walk like you are in the kingdom that doesn't walk or operate according to the commandments of God. Glory be to God. Walk as children of light. Then in verse 9, it tells us what that means. Walking as children of light means basically bearing the fruit of the Spirit, isn't it? In all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Glory be to God. So if you're not walking according to what is acceptable to the Lord, if you're not walking in the truth of the word of God, if you're not walking in righteousness, okay, then you're walking in darkness. Glory be to God. But we should walk as children of light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abigail, we should walk as children of what? Light. Children of light means walking in the light of the word of God. That's what he said, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's what Manzi taught us, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Manzi did what? Taught us. Didn't you teach us? Yes, Manzi taught us. Manzi is a mwalimu. Glory be to God. Mwalimu mzuri. Good teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. Your mother told us that she prayed to give birth to a man of God. Did she tell you? Yes, so it is not a secret. So I'm not revealing your what? Your family secrets. Hallelujah. Amen. When I just got born again, okay, 1998, for some reason, even before God came to me and spoke to me in a special way that I was going to become a preacher, okay, somehow, I somehow felt that, what? One day I'll preach. Okay? I somehow felt that. So I had a big diary. Yeah? I don't know what given it to me, either my dad or whoever. And so now that was my notebook in church. Okay? So I'd go to church, KPC, and I would write down like everything that what? Teaching. Because I was like, man, I will need these things one day. Glory be to God. I'm telling you the truth. I'm like, I will need these what? These notes, these sermons one day. To preach them, of course. Eh? Not to do anything, but to preach them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? So, man, you might also one day preach what? Hey, but you have begun. You already taught us that what? We should walk in the light of what? In the light of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Christina, you have understood? Walk as children of what? As children of light. Okay? 1 Peter 2:9 again. It says that you are a chosen what? A chosen generation. That means that you are special. You understand? You are special. Glory be to God. You are special. You are royalty. Have you seen that, Nkwanz? Okay? Glory be to God. And any one of you who wants to be a queen, okay, you are already one. You want to be a queen, you want to be a princess. Hallelujah. Princess. There's a certain age where every lady wants to be a princess. Okay? Hallelujah. You are that already. Glory be to God. Amen? So, walk like you are a royal, walk like you are a chosen generation. Okay? You are chosen out of a crowd. Glory be to God. You are chosen out of a crowd. So don't walk like you are part of the crowd. Hallelujah. For the young people and for adults also. That means that we shouldn't give in to peer pressure. Okay? By the way, peer pressure, okay? Mr. Samuel Umwanga always tells me that peer pressure is not only for young people. Okay? Young people, did you know that? Even adults, okay, peer pressure also disturbs them. It is true. Okay? But we in this church, it doesn't disturb us, all right? All right? But other adults out there, you know, most of them, it disturbs them. So they end up doing wrong things because other adults are doing them. They end up pursuing things which are not necessarily evil, but God hasn't willed it for their lives. But because other people, other adults have them, all right, those adults also start to pursue those things. They think that if they don't have those things, then their fellow adults will look at them like, man, you're fake. You understand? So peer pressure is for young people and also for what? Hey. Hallelujah. Even grandmothers and grandfathers. I'm telling you. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Until you leave this earth, you're going to have to fight against peer pressure. I'm telling you the truth. Amen? You're going to fight against what? Peer pressure. Glory be to God. But, we should win that one. We should win that fight, isn't it? We should win that fight. We shouldn't give in because we're special. We're not like anyone. Hallelujah. We are special to God. Glory be to God. We are special to God and God has good plans for us. So we shouldn't try to follow other people's plans. Hallelujah. God has a script for every one of us. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't try to copy and paste other people's scripts. Isn't it? All right? But most importantly, we shouldn't walk as children of darkness, walking contrary to the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Esther, are you listening? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Peer pressure. Okay? I remember many years ago, over 20 years ago, there's someone who told me this, and the person who told it to me was younger than me. Yes, actually, it was a certain sister of mine, younger than me. So I wonder, that time I wondered where she had gotten such insight. Okay? Insight, deep insight. Okay? She told me that, for example, if your siblings, sometimes there's something evil, demonic, called sibling rivalry. Okay? Sibling rivalry is of the devil. It's of the what? So don't get into it. If you have gotten into it, jump out real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. God has a script for every sibling, isn't it? Hallelujah. Different talents for every child, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so my sister told me that siblings now, you know, they can be sibling rivalry. Then they grow up, they take it to another level, you know. Eh? Then at a certain point when they are adults, when now they can't really, anyway, when they are adults and they have children, now it's about, okay, now they use children whose child is better than the other. You know, eh? The other guy can say, okay, I'm poor, okay? But my child has gone to university. For your rich, but you understand. Eh? So now they start to compete at that. Now it is children, you know. Eh? With children, meanwhile, children are not in their things. Okay? The children are not in their things. But these guys, these people, their things began a long time ago. Okay? So now you find yourself, you live for 60, 70 years, but you are not really living for you or living for God. You are living for someone else. Everything you are doing, it was to try and outdo it with someone. Hallelujah. You went back for a master's to outdo someone. Meanwhile, the other person even doesn't know. Glory be to God. Amen. You shifted from Uluboa to Nsasa because you're trying to outdo what? With someone who is maybe staying in Bugolobi. You know those things. You know, eh? Your child was supposed to go to Mauritius. Eh? But you're like, no, Oxford. Because you are, you know, competing with, you know, eh? Hallelujah. That shouldn't be the case. I mean, so you live and die, and you live the, like you wasted your life. Everything you are doing wasn't for God. It wasn't for you. It was because of someone else. Hallelujah. You've heard of those people, like men, okay? Men, they once loved a girl. The girl didn't like them, okay? She married another, and now this young man is like, she has to regret. She has to what? Regret. She will always look back and say that, I regret. I wish I had accepted to marry him. So the guy starts working hard, even becomes a thief so that he can have a lot of money. So that, you know, he's doing it for what? So that the girl somehow can get to here. Hallelujah. Then she's there, married, so that she can be there. She's like, Kale, if I'd married the other guy, Kwakati wa no fetuba na abona with this man. You understand? You see, so the guy now is living for what? He's not even living for his wife. He's not living. Whatever he's doing is to what? Is to assure someone else. The person might not even be on what? On his, that man might not be on the woman's radar. She's not even in the country. Maybe she even died. Okay? She's in heaven. No guy, you know? Glory be to God. By the way, these things are true, isn't it? These things are very true. They are happening among adults, and that's not good. Glory be to God. That's not what? That's not good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But we should walk as children of light. Glory be to God. Because we were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the marvelous light of God, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, which I read last week, okay? But it is because of this that I felt that the Lord wanted me to talk about what we're talking about. So Jesus said that, you are the light of the world. You are what? You are the light of the world. Glory be to God. Okay, now this scripture, okay, Jesus was speaking to you. Jesus was speaking to who? To aha. You are going to say was speaking to you. That was also, that would also have been what? Correct, all right? So Jesus was speaking to you, okay, and he was also speaking to me. Okay? When he said that, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. In Uganda, that's right. You're the light of the world. Now, if you're the light of the world, then that means that there is darkness in the world. Isn't it? There is darkness in the world. Okay? But God wants light in the world. Okay, and now you are that light. You are that what? You are that light. I am that light. I am that what? I'm that light, and you are that light. And God wants that light to shine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are the light of the world. Okay, Christina, say amen. Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. Glory, whether you want it or not, you are the light of the world. Amen. You are the light of the world. Okay, now that's a huge responsibility. Okay, and God is counting on you. Glory be to God. God is counting on her, on who? How? Very much. Glory be to God. You are the light of the world. Then in verse 16 it says that, let your light so shine before men. Glory be to God. Okay? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. God wants our light to shine. Okay? Because remember, we are children of light, isn't it? Hallelujah. We shouldn't hide the light. Many Christians do that. Okay? There are those moments where light is needed. Light is what? And the children of God, dark. They hide. Glory be to God. They, you know. Hallelujah. There are times in your families, okay? You have family meetings, okay? And the whole place is full of darkness. Because no one there is born again. Okay? And you have a torch. Glory be to God. A torch, those are small phones which have a light, okay? And God wants you to shine that light. Glory be to God. Okay? You have a meeting, they're deciding on something, and they are going to take a wrong turn. They're going to make a wrong decision. And God is like, you're the light. I'm counting on you. Glory be to God. Okay, but sometimes because of the fear of men, the fear of people, the fear of rejection. Okay, if I say this, my family will reject me. Okay. So you hide the what? You hide the light. And a wrong and evil decision is made. And you forgot that Jesus gave you a responsibility that you are the light of the world and that your light should shine before men. But when I say you, I'm speaking about me also. Glory be to God. Yeah. The times when I've let down God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The times when I've what? Let down God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Looks like I'm the only one in this place who has that sometimes let down God. Okay? But one of the reasons why at times we let down, we don't let our light shine, is usually it is just the fear of rejection. Because we want to be accepted. Isn't it? You want your friends to continue liking you. Okay? Hallelujah. Not only you, even adults. Okay? For example, if I'm with, let's say, yeah, like me, if I'm with friends I started with at university or high school, I can fear to say the right thing. Because I'm like, if I say the right thing, then they will no longer like me. They might even say, you're fake, what? This guy, you're lousy. Okay? But you see, okay? You see, every human being wants to be liked. Okay, chabuntu. Chabuntu. It is human in nature. And it's God who put that in us, isn't it? We want to be liked. Okay? And there's even a higher step. We want to be loved. Hallelujah. So usually when we were in a situation and we realize that if we do the right thing, or if we do or if we say the right thing, if we realize that there's a possibility that we might be rejected, we might not be liked, we might not be loved, then we decide not to do what is right, so that we can still remain liked. Hallelujah. But God is like, no. The first thing you should mind about is me loving you, me liking you. You know, there's a saying that with God, you are a majority. Eh? One person with God, you are a majority. Okay? Yes, it goes like that. And you and God are a majority. Hallelujah. You and God are what? Are a majority. So if people reject you for doing the right thing, okay, then you're blessed of God. So you are on the same side with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are the light of the world. Okay, so let your light so shine before men. And when people see your light, okay, they will glorify God who is in heaven. Okay, so God is counting on you for him to be glorified. Hallelujah. God is counting on me. Hallelujah. All right? There are some of you who are feeling too much pressure. You are like, Pastor, that is too much pressure. Too much pressure. Hallelujah. But I'm reading you the word of God. Hallelujah. God wants your light to shine. Don't hide your light. Okay? Mr. Quiz. Okay? For those of you who don't know, Mr. Quiz changed schools. Hallelujah. Your husband was what? Looking at you like, are you the one who told the pastor? Are you the one who told him? Yeah? That Quiz switched schools. Hallelujah. Amen. Whether it is out told me or what, just know 95% of the church knows. Okay, 95% of the church knows that crazy change what? Surely. Hallelujah. So quiz, wherever you went, let your light do what? Let your light shine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. From what I understand, Quiz was in a Christian school, isn't it? Uh-huh. Then he was translated into another school. Okay, which is not Christian, isn't it? Uh-huh. And it was of God. It was of what? It was the perfect will of God. Perfect will of what? But now, when I think about it, I believe, according to God, okay, Quasi had received all the light he needed to take to that other school. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Made him do those years in a Christian school. Then at a certain point, now I have my man. I have my light. I need it to shine somewhere. So, let us go. Glory be to God. Aha, that one. Hallelujah. 20. Yeah? 20. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Quasi, did you see how God tricked Howard? God didn't trick anyone, but for lack of a better word. Okay? But that just shows you how how he believes in you. Hallelujah. Namiango guys will say, Katonda, aku gaining him. He gains in you. Hallelujah. He gains in you. It's like this school. This is the one who will do my what? My work. Yeah? Hallelujah. And of all the what? The children who are in Christian schools, he got quiz. He's like, that is the one. I believe, yeah? What's the one? I gain, Hallelujah. So while you're there, please, let your light do what? Let your light shine. Let your light shine before those blue guys, before those blue chicks. Hallelujah. They need your light. Glory be to God. They need your what? When they ask for a Christian, don't duck. Don't duck. Don't hide. Don't do what? By the way, now, let me relieve the young man. All of us, we shouldn't what? When they're asking for Christian, we shouldn't hide. When there's an opportunity for light to shine, we shouldn't what? We shouldn't act like we haven't had. We haven't had. You understand? We should act like, yeah, for me, I didn't know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I'm preaching to myself also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This city needs light. I'm telling you, this city needs light. Okay? And according to God, you are the light. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're praying for light to shine in the city. Okay? But yes, God wants you to pray like that. But as you're praying, understand that you're part of the solution. You're part of the what? The solution. Glory be to God. Nkwanz, you're part of the solution in this city. Hallelujah. Your light is too big for Kasangat. Hallelujah. Your light is too big. Hallelujah. It should be, in other places also. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But this is very serious. We should shine by now again. Hallelujah. Amen. When people get to know that we are born again, they should leave saying that, I found a real Mulokole. Glory be to God. They shouldn't leave and go and tell people, I found someone who calls themselves a Mulokole. But can I tell you? Hallelujah. He refused to pay in the taxi. When they asked him for, I'm not talking, your bro wasn't asked, I guess. Yeah, but I'm not, if they ask, there's some chap I heard of many years ago. Hallelujah. There's a generation here which can say many years ago. All right? Okay, so many years ago, I think I just got born again. Then I heard of someone who gave a testimony, okay? A Mulokole came to church, arrived in church, went to the fellowship, church, I guess, the service. Testimonies, have a testimony, okay? Then they came and said, Uganda, whatever, anyway, praise God. Say, I thank God. I entered a taxi, okay, to come here. And when the taxi got here, the moment it stopped, I ran out and I didn't pay. And they didn't catch me. So I praised God. Okay, now such what? Again, it's a true story. Hallelujah. Okay? You see now, such a guy, Hallelujah. So we shouldn't be like that. Glory be to God. But you should get to understand what you got into when you got born again. Okay? You became a light. And light has responsibility. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You became light. And you're supposed to shine. Okay? Jesus said, in fact, they don't light a lamp and put it under a basket. Light is not supposed to be hidden. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Young people, you know, there's a wedding, your friend is wedding, your cousin is wedding. Then now they go to take measurements. Where those dresses. Okay? Then you realize that they are measuring the whatever. They measure you going to what they're going to be. All your breasts are going to be out. And you're there accepting. Instead of now being the light that said, no, this is not what? This is not right. But now your fear, you're like, I've never gotten an opportunity to be a maid. Now, if I say this, they'll chuck me. Now, when will another opportunity come for me to be a maid? So you see, you're fearing rejection. You're fearing what? Yeah, now that's, you know, that's the point God needed the light. Hallelujah. To tell people that no, I tell it is mwenamwena, all of you are born again. Embaga ya mulokole. The bride got balokole friends. Mwenane prayer meetings to bind the devils that hate marriages of Christians. You know those devils, or you've heard of them. The devil gets annoyed when he sees a Christian boy and a Christian girl get going to. So you have a kawat every week. Yeah, to what? To keep them at bay so that they don't mess up the guy and he gets other ideas. Anyway, that's a joke, but on a serious note, okay? You understand? You're there. Every woman, dressed like that, it is a fashion. Don't you see Trump's wife? What's her name? Cuckoo, what's her name? Melanie. What? Then there was also another one about Ivana. Anyway, you understand the way they watch. Don't you see how they appeared on the inauguration? You know, now you're like, you understand? You see, that is darkness. Hallelujah. And God wants someone to be the light. Oh, God, I want you to follow that what? That darkness. Glory be to God. Who are you thinking that for me, if I dress well, no one will look at me? But who says, first of all, it's not your wedding. For you, just empelekeze. So, no one is supposed to look at you. It's not your way. They're supposed to look at the bride and the groom. For you, your work is to what? You understand? you are a worker. You're supposed to. You haven't gone there now with Bakulave. No. It's not your day. Yours is work. Yours is what? Meanwhile, I've remembered. At your brother's wedding, Stephen, I attended. Your dad invited me. And then that man was there. Dennis Mujimba was also there. Then, anyway, let's leave that. I'll say it after the service. I'll tell whoever is concerned after what. But it's a funny story, what he told me, amen? And so let your light so shine before men. By the way, on a serious note, God is in need of your light. On a very, very serious note, God is in need of your light. Glory be to God. Okay? There should be a generation that comes after, or like these Christinas, the Edens. When they are 40, they should be able to say that, man, those days in 2025, in those years, man, they were local of those days, man. Those people are serious. Glory be to God. The same things we say is about a certain full gospel man, but it is serious. Glory be to God. Yes, so now we are the cutting. Now it is us, man, who should be my. And you see, that serves as inspiration, isn't it? To that generation. Okay? But if the young people, wherever they are at our workplaces, in our schools, you know, when they look at us, what? Parents, the old. Now, 30 years from now, they'll be saying, man, you know, in fact, they won't have something to compare with, like the real. You see what I mean? They won't have known the real thing, so they won't be able to try and what? Replicate it. You understand? So in a sense, we will have let down that generation. Glory be to God. Amen? That's why, young people, you'll hear it soon. You'll hear people saying that this born again of these days, for me, I don't understand them. But the born again of long time ago were serious. They were really Christians. If you understand, that's what people say. Okay? I remember back in the day when I was at university. Okay, we'd go for, anyway, you'd preach to people, like grown-ups. Then they would tell you, okay, I want to get saved. But now, I have my sins. And I know when I get saved, I can't do them anymore. Huh? Yeah, it's the right thing to get saved. It's the right thing. I want to go to heaven. And said, even my mother was saved. Yes, I agree with you. But let me first stop those sins, then I'll get saved. Then you tell them, no, get saved. Okay, God will give you the ability to what? Say, then the guy sees that, man, will that be possible? Because when I get saved, it means because saved people don't do those things. That was the testimony back in the day. People knew if you're a mulokole. But now, man, the whole Kampala is born again. It's cool, man. You understand? Like, why? Because now the bar is too low. Hallelujah. But those days, no one would dare say, I'm a mulokole, when they are not. Because the moment you say, I'm a mulokole, people expect something from you. You understand? But now, differentiating a mulokole from someone who's not a mulokole, man, okay, you have to be a dreamer. Then God shows you in a dream. You know, because all of them are dressed like prostitutes. Okay? The prostitute is saying, I'm a mulokole. The one who's dressed like a prostitute is also saying, I'm a mulokole. So, you understand? Okay? Now, that's what I'm saying. There's great need for light in this country. Okay? There's a soldier I heard of who was a high-ranking soldier in the army, in the country, okay, was told that so-and-so is born again, so-and-so is born again. And And that's why they knew all those people. Because so-and-so is born again, so-and-so is born, so-and-so is born again. This soldier was like, what? Okay, the soldier said, if so-and-so is born again, and so-and-so is born again, and so-and-so is born again, then I'm a bishop. Then I'm a bishop. Because this soldier knew the evil these guys were involved in. The soldier said, then I am a bishop if those people are born again. So just imagine. Now, all those people who are supposed to be light, okay, have let down God. Then one day God gets bruised. Because God wants to minister to that soldier. God is like, I've been working on my light in secret. Been working on the light in secret. Now the light is ready. Okay? It can light. I've been working on my bulb. Thomas Jefferson. Who was it? Baba was sassy some time ago. Who invented the bulb? Edison. Thomas. Whoever it was. Not Philip. Philips. Okay? So God is the inventor of the bulb. He's been working on his bulb. Now it can light. Then he's like, we go. But it doesn't tell you the mission. Like he didn't tell Quez. The mission. Then it puts you there. Now the soldier is going to what? You see, those things. Then an opportunity comes, like giving out dimes, like money, illicit. That's what? Illicit dime. And it's for signing. Okay? But this soldier knew that this young man who has joined the army is born again. So she's watching you, or he's watching you, to see whether you're also going to sign for the what? And the moment you sign, she's like, now I am an archbishop. Whatever your bishop cut in Jifu Deco. Because if even this guy, hallelujah. By the way, many years ago, you young people, I'll tell you, the Reagans, many years ago, I think we're like first year. Okay, like me and Dennis, I think we're in first year. Now, Museveni, we needed born again, okay? Young people, okay? And wanted them to enter URA to help him deal with the what? The theft of with taxes, okay? So he came, he talked to a certain preacher. Okay, told him, I want Balokole. Okay, those were finishing university. Those were going to graduate that year. Okay, now they got so many Balokole. All right? So they can go, because now remember, Balokole are not supposed to steal money, isn't it? Balokole are not supposed to be corrupt. So that means that now all the taxes that are collected will go into the government's pockets. All right? Now, I understand that some government people, big government people, sneaked in their people. A few. But basically, the majority were Balokole, straight from campus. From men see you from the fellowships. Man, you don't want to hear what happened next. Ooh, man. The light didn't shine. That's all you should know. I'm telling you. You know those stories. The light didn't shine. These guys ended up being like anything opposite of what Museveni wanted. They also became thugs. They started with those funny with deals of, you know, a guy who gives them a 10 ma so they cannot, so they don't pay some taxes and they let go. And Museveni was very disappointed. Very disappointed. Hallelujah. Now you find a man like that. Okay? All the time he's being told, yeah, so-and-so is a mokole, so-and-so is a mokole. Appoint so-and-so. Yeah? She's a mokole, he's a mokole. And now for him, he's like, you know, he looks at you. He's like, you're a young woman. Okay, I have seen, I'm 80, what? Yeah. I have seen more things than you. I've seen all the mokole in this country. Hallelujah. And there are just five who I really believe are what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, we should walk in the light of what? In the light of God. Glory be to God. But what I want to tell you is that God needs us. God needs the light that is put in us. God needs the light that we are because we are in Jesus. Glory be to God. He needs us. So let our light so shine among men. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let our light shine at our workplaces. Let our light shine in our homes. Let our light shine. Let our light shine. Hallelujah. Even when you go out to watch football, that is not the time for your light not to shine. Oh, it is, man, when you're watching a match, I mean, don't you see, sir? What will be okay? You know, you can still support, you can still cheer, you can still, but when, you know, as a Molokole, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let our light so shine. Mr. Kalibala, isn't that so? We need the light to shine. Okay? You are a man. These things of the light shining. If my light shines, I will never prosper. I will never build a house. I will never whatever. I'll have this car for until Jesus comes back. Because to buy the other car, now where am I going to get that one? Well, Jesus said, let your light so shine. And if you are there, think about a house, a car. Now, you're going to devise ways which might get you to be a partaker of the wrath of God with the sons of disobedience. Glory be to God. Amen. Many years ago, I think I told you a story. My first job was in, they sent me to Chenjojo. So while I was there, I became friends with some young doctors who were there. One was a Muslim, now he's in Bank of Uganda. And so, then I told him once, because I used to stay in his house. And so we became friends. Then I told him that I'm going to become very, very rich, okay? But without stealing a single coin. And the guy looked at me and said that, man, it will take you a long time. Glory be to God. Told me it will take you a long time. If that is, if you even get to what? To being rich. Glory be to God. Now there are Balokole who have that mindset. If I'm to shine, if I let my light shine, okay, how will I be able to get this? Because to get this thing, this amount of money, man, you have to do things which are what? You have to make your hands dirty. There's a guy when we were going to Uturi, okay? That morning, when you were going, has waited for you to leave. Eh? Was it that day? Yes, it was that day. So now we're there, father's men, you know. So I was in a group, you know, that group were men, man, guys, you know, everything that's happening in this country. They know about Elon Musk, they know about Trump, like, ah, Trump is lying us. Elon Musk, what? If I, don't you see Elon Musk, what? We kept quiet when Trump said this. But, like, the guy knows the truth about everything. Okay? You know, men, man. And when you try to reason him out, man, he shuts you down real quick. Don't you know? Those guys are lying us. You know, eh? Hey, then the guy at a certain, now, I thought we're all, you know, Christians. Nigga is a man. Hey, man, you have to get your hands dirty. Eh? But dirty didn't mean work. He meant that, man, that's something you have to do, man. Yeah? But as he said that, you could see he wasn't looking at us in the eyes. Man. You have to get your hands dirty. Why? Everyone, what? Everyone, what? Everyone, man, if you want to watch all these successful men, what? Yeah, you have to watch. Yeah. So I looked at the guy, I was like, now, here we are. Glory be to God. Okay? But let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. If there are some things you're not going to get because your light is shining, so what? The most important thing is to know that you're a child of God and there's life hereafter. We're here for a very short while. And by the way, who told you that those things are really going to give you joy? Okay? Who tells you that? Who tells you? You ask many of the people who have all those things. They really don't have joy. That's why they must keep stealing, because they haven't reached the joy that they want. So they have to continue doing this. Continue, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Then for you, you're deceived when you see someone in a big car with shades. We watch the new summer film, man. The person is seated in heaven. But that's not true. Okay, some, yes, they're seated in heaven. But the majority are not. Glory be to God. And what will it cost, you know, what will it, what does scripture say? You know, eh? For a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. Okay? You become a partaker of the wrath of God together with the sons of disobedience. It's not worth it. It's not what? Yeah. You steal money so that you can give your children everything they need, so that they top education, so that they can work. But there's no guarantee that what? You know, eh? That, you know, eh? Anyway, let me tell you, it's not worth it. It's not what? It's not worth it giving in to peer pressure, adults and children, like including me. Hallelujah. The things when, man, peer pressure is on my case. Peer pressure, eh? Does it push or it pulls? Both. Yeah. And I have to fast go and say, God, help me, help me, help me. Because I don't, but God, nah. People are looking at me. People are going to be saying that now. Eh? People are expecting 50K from you, but you have 2,000. Can't you go, how am I? You saw those things. Peer pressure is real at every level, but we mustn't give in to it. Okay? Our light should so shine before men. Amen? Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.